We're going to check in on the aftermath of Tropical Storm Harvey just ahead. But for now, let's pause and catch our breath and pay a visit to a relatively quiet little corner of America, Brighton Beach in Brooklyn. It's home to a lot of Russian and Ukrainian immigrants, so it's no surprise that it's known for its Russian cafes. What's a little less expected there is Korean food. But if you poke around, you'll find a little spot that serves up a fusion of Korean and Uzbek cuisine, and that harbors a little-known piece of Russian history. Here's reporter Mia Warren.
I'm at Cafe at Your Mother-in-Law. It's a storefront with an orange awning. Inside, red paper lanterns dangle from the ceiling. A fridge full of salads and Tupperware is on full display. The restaurant's owner here is Elsa Khan. When I ask her about her food, she immediately lights up.
I was telling her that she was talking too much. I won't be able to translate all of it, you know?
That's Elsa's daughter, Svetlana, translating for her mom, who only speaks Russian and a little Korean. Elsa's ethnically Korean, but was born and raised in Uzbekistan. And you can learn this about her by reading her menu. It features a number of traditional Korean dishes with an Uzbek twist. Take her famous carrot salad.
Slice fresh carrot, marinated, salt, vinegar, oil, sugar. It's a little bit sour, it's a little bit sweet. It has a little hint of garlic, coriander also, and it's a little bit spicy.
My mom is Korean, and I grew up eating Korean food. But before meeting Elsa, I knew nothing about the history of Korean migration to Central Asia, and I've never tasted anything quite like her food. Something I recognize is gongnamul muchim, a bean sprout dish you see in a lot of Korean restaurants. But her version has a memorable addition, fresh cilantro. Speaking with Elsa, it's clear her cooking is a way to preserve her Korean and Uzbek cultural traditions. But as her daughter tells me, it was also a way to start over after losing her husband in 1994.
She loved my dad so much. You have no idea. That was a beautiful couple. They lived together many years, and it happened that he had a heart attack, and he passed away unexpectedly.
It was 7 years after that loss when Elsa and her family decided to start over in a new country. So she immigrated to the United States in 2001 and opened her restaurant 4 years later. I ask Elsa if she uses gochujang, a red chili paste that's a staple in Korean cuisine.
What's that?
It's called gochujang. Gochujang?
Gochujang? We don't use that.
The story of how Koreans ended up in Central Asia is a complicated and painful one. During the Japanese occupation of Korea that lasted from 1910 to 1945, many escaped harsh conditions and restarted their lives in what became the Soviet Union. But in 1937, Stalin forced out more than 150,000 Koreans living in Russia. In their new home, Koreans developed a unique place in Uzbek culture, and so did their food.
In every market, you can see like Korean women selling those salads, which are the equivalent of banchan or Korean appetizers, right?
That's Victoria Kim, a scholar of the Korean diaspora. She's also Korean Uzbek.
For Uzbeks, Korean food is not the foreign food. It's actually like a national cuisine. It's part of our local food.
Elsa Khan's kitchen is packed on Saturdays. The dining room fills quickly at lunchtime, with mostly Russian customers. For Elsa, food is a means of expressing herself and finding her place in a new home.
When she came here to America, she was trying to find herself, what she can do to make money, to survive. Being actually over 50 at that time, that's how it started. That first 3-4 years were very tough. She didn't know a word in English, and everything was so new to her. And then she ended up living on Brighton Beach now because she feels more comfortable here because like 90% of people here speak Russian.
Elsa lives just a few blocks from the Brighton Beach boardwalk in the heart of a Russian neighborhood. And despite her very Soviet upbringing,
she feels absolutely 100% Korean, of course. From inside out.
For The World, I'm Mia Warren in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn.
Mia's story was produced in collaboration with Feet in Two Worlds.